Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Magic.
Do 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 do.
This is no. like sparkle, baby. You know.
I was just thinking about the blossom theme. Does it?
What is the blossom theme?
You know the theme to blossom.
Oh, I understand the words. The blossom theme. What is it though? Give me a couple of bars.
I literally just had the tune in my head.
Yeah, but now you're going to sing it for me and our audience.
I think he just did.
I don't think I know the words. I think I just know.
Does it have words?
Do, do, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
And then she's Blossom. Yeah.
Blossom's coming for you.
She's got Blossom. Her head on.
Blossom's thirsty for blood. She travels faster at night.
Does she travel slowly during the day or just...
She sleeps at the day because the sun burns her skin. It's Blossom.
Yeah, that's what that hat is. It's a subtle nod to her daywalker.
She's some sort of fool.
She can't take the hat off. She'll burn up.
Didn't Blossom become like a weird right wing?
Yeah.
Like an
anti-vaxxer, I think.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's back on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She has a new show that's like, don't vaccinate your kids. I was Blossom.
No, I think you're thinking
before
of Candace,
they took everything.
You're thinking of Candace Cameron. Same.
Oh yeah. Also,
Kirk,
the younger sister from
sister.
Also, yeah. Kirk.
Phoebe
Cameron.
Does not know what a younger sister is, but that's cool.
The younger sister from Full House had a. She was a meth. She was a meth. She was one of the meth.
Yeah. She wanted to look like
she was one of the meth born. Yeah. Oh, right. Absolutely. They had a problem, too. It's really sad what Hollywood does to the youth.
They had
coming to us live from Hollywood, Sam.
They had this problem where they looked
Wiles.
The same.
No,
twins.
They didn't, and Hollywood sculpted them, chiseled them to made them look the same, you know?
Thank God.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Hollywood Wiles.
And joining us today, a friend of the pod, friend from a previous pod, Phoebe Bonds.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for having me.
What up, Phobe? Well, welcome back. Do you think that Hollywood that the Olsen twins used to be two different people, and then Hollywood chiseled one of them to look like the other?
Yeah, I do think that, and I've gone on record as saying such, and I can't run for political office because of it.
That's what our other podcast is about.
Yeah, it was also about how Lindsay Lohan was actually two people in Parent Trap, and then they separated them, and we got the bad one.
Yep. Sewed her together.
Yeah.
That's true. They cut them in half.
Sort of a Bart and Hugo.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, a bit of
exactly.
a Bart and Hugo, if you will. How are you, Phoebe? We used to famously hosted a podcast together called Meatball Party. I remembered it. And we are no longer living in California.
Neither of us even.
Neither of us nor, but we were brought together through the magic of the internet. And Sam is here too, who is in Holly Wild.
Ooh.
Switch it up. California.
California.
California. We call it California.
That's the
out here in Denver.
Hollywood cauliflower-nia. Oh no.
Holly Wild cauliflower-nia, because they love cauliflower.
That's not, that's like a PG-13, you're like conservative Christian like uncle makes sure. about
yeah.
California. Like sure. he's not like harsh enough to be like mad about something substantive, but it is like yeah. they're all vegan.
They eat carcifrogens.
Yeah. It's because of them we got the carcifrogens. They out in like a real Ned Flanders of a burn, like Fulifornia.
Yeah.
Can you imagine his reaction when he found out that they were using cauliflower as pizza crust? Couldn't stand it. Oh my god! Yeah, he did. He went into the closet and just ended it.
Yeah. Oh, that feels like it was about something else. But he said it was about the cauliflower.
His note was very specific.
Well, did he try it? Yeah, again, it's mentioned in the note. You should read it. It's pretty good. Okay.
It is really regardless. Exhaustive.
That's the Christmas letter for that family that year.
Regardless. By the way, I just got a batch of mail from my California address that my roommates forwarded to me, and within it is Adam Catenholland every year writes a Christmas letter as a completely different family.
That's amazing.
Whose name escapes me, but it's always fucking hysterical, and it's all boy they're having a tough time dealing with COVID. That fictional family.
I love Christmas cards so much.
Yeah, Matt's, they're very good. Yeah. I wish I had.
Matt's family has a spruce, like a jutting, like section off of it where it's his uncle, his like mom's youngest brother. They're a family unto themselves. They have, I think, 12 kids. So I've never met them, but we get a pallet of paper. At Whoa. 53 people, we've gone through and counted in there. There's 53 people Holy to account shit. For because each of these kids have like fucking 7 kids.
There's something very wholesome and sweet about that in like the, you know, like, well, we may not keep in touch all the time, but once a year we make sure that everybody
You know what's not wholesome?
Once a year I take 6 weeks and write a novel.
Yeah, and it's not wholesome as us cackling about this family we don't know.
Well, also, I imagine a lot of those. I imagine a lot of those letters reference Kamala Harris extensively.
They're very conservative and very devout, and the things they get into are so funny.
How everybody's boyfriend's family is very conservative.
I'm a boyfriend.
Me too.
It's so funny too. They talked in this year's letter. They talk about all getting COVID, but then also going to like Disneyland and stuff. They just talk about all the things that they did, and then they're like, now we're all sick.
Oh. All right. Well,
nobody feels good.
We went to the chowder swap, and somehow none of us are very happy.
I don't. They live in inland Minnesota. I don't know if they've ever seen a chowder.
Oh. Hey, listen.
Is that not allowed?
Sure. Somebody left one on a bus one time. And it was the talk of the town. What is it? Taste
and
it.
And it started COVID.
What if that's how they trace it back? It's just bus chowder.
Bus chowder. Okay. Regardless of what we've been talking about this whole time, we're not fighting any of that shit today. For those of you who don't know how the pod works, any bottoms heads, any bottoms... joining us today for the first time. This is the way that the pod goes down. It's a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight bout. We all talk about who should be in the fights. Then we all decide who we think would win the fight via a vote of 3. It is video game rules, so old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen to so that justice is served. And today we're fighting. I can't believe we haven't thought of this before. Phoebe,
yeah, this is a good one. I was excited.
Phoebe recommended. She right off the bat, we batted one or two around maybe, and it was like types of pickles, and they were bad. And then she nailed it with emojis. We're finally gonna fight the emojis. It's time. You know, they had that movie. Let's get them to the island.
They had that movie. It won an Oscar.
It It won three of them.
For best performance as a shit. Yeah.
There's a, I did watch it by myself one day in a very low period, and I paused it, and the like rating came on, and it goes, rated PG for rude humor. And I was like,
rude.
My favorite kind of humor.
Is there ruder humor than a poop talking? Come on.
Oh, boy. Kelsey. Yes. A Kelsey Grammer is the poop. That's I don't true. Think it is. Oh, no, wait, who no. is it?
No, it's
but
not.
It is wait, a person.
I got it.
He's the beast.
Yes. Not Magneto. The other
Patrick
one.
Patrick Stewart.
Good Magneto. Yep. That's it.
Patrick Stewart's the poop?
He's the poop.
Because guess what? Acting is just a job. No... It's not a dream. Yeah. It's not a fairy tale. Sometimes you just have to make money and that's okay.
Sometimes you just have to get some.
Stewart. He does not have to
got,
do that.
You've just got to get some shit dollars in the back.
That Uber Eats commercial that makes no sense. That makes me feel like I'm dying every time I see it. I was like, why are either of these guys doing this? They're
and yet it works. And then I end up with like a $30 McDonald's bag.
I Uber ate some Wendy's the other day, and it was because I needed
fast food Uber Eats.
Yeah, I needed a baked potato so badly. Yeah. So badly.
What? For you were like going somewhere?
More like Phoebe.
Yeah,
Rockbottom.
I was like, if I don't get a baked potato, I'll burn Connecticut to the ground. So Wendy's was right. I mean, I've never once been more excited to have Wendy's in my immediate vicinity.
Look, Wendy's is a whole different conversation, but that baked potato is fine as long as you're not putting the chili on it, which I do every time. The chili is definitely just old burgers.
And thumbs. Yeah.
And thumbs, the occasional thumb. So who are your, what do you guys think of when you think of lightweight emojis?
Are we just throwing them out?
Throw them out. It's a grumble
so,
pile.
So, okay, I got, here's my like lightweight that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
Third place bronze medal.
Not even a face.
The third place bronze medal.
He's got
emoji.
Something to prove.
Okay, fair. Fair.
He
made it.
He's shiny. He's got a little sheen
made it,
on him.
Made it into the the emojis, but still as like okay, you're a representative of when
exactly
things,
or just aren't quite good enough, Jordan. Let's not get carried away.
Sure.
There's
no
fourth
fair.
Place.
There's still a winner. But you won this poop colored medal.
Yeah.
It's the fail medal.
You know what I use too much? Because I usually use one like a bronze medal. I don't know what to say. Cowboy hat.
I love cowboy hat guy. He has a vacant look in his eye that I find completely across the board useful.
It's a bit of a like, I don't have anything to add.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
Cowboy hat guy has the look of like a guy in a small town who just told you the bus ain't going to be back in 2 weeks.
But you can stay with me and my kin.
You stay with me.
He'll give you like a ride.
We got a free bathtub at my house. If you can find a pillow, you're in business.
You want to stop at Wendy's and get a chili potato?
We call that a burrito around here.
Ah,
the chili is all.
Oh my god, that's what Matt's family in the Midwest eats as burritos. That's such a Midwestern thing. Just Wendy's,
hey,
a Minnesota burrito is
it's a baked potato and chili.
That sounds like something a bully does to you.
Phoebe, you know I'm from Iowa.
I
and
do.
Spend a lot of time in Minnesota. We've maybe talked about this. I love the Midwestern equivalents of some foods, like before they get used to it. Like the first time I had pho in Iowa, I remember it being like, there's like macaroni. Like, that makes no sense.
It's Vietnamese minestrone.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Here's the thing, I like it.
Look, if
I like this weird casserole version of
I'm gonna go ahead and throw out, you guys might fight me on this, the smiley face.
Well, be more specific. Number
who
one, like right out, like
number
like oval
one.
Eye straight across.
Number one,
I
basic
think no one sends it.
Bitch ass fucking smiling guy. Type smile into your phone. That
I use him frequently. Because after I've said something, after I've said something that like I'm not proud of, that's who I'm deploying.
But like,
Like
that is funny to let loose if you're embarrassed and you know you did something bad.
It's also just like it's so ubiquitous that I don't think that increases its value. I think that it is the lowest of the low. You just throw it out as like, and by the way, here's some smiles.
But just by virtue of how often it's used, I mean, like, it's had to have been used. It had a heyday. I think it's maybe a middleweight.
Well, there was once a time and a place where my next guy didn't exist. And then that, you know, who are you going to use then? It's just smiley face. Mm-hmm. The yam.
The yam is excellent. I'm a big fan of the yam.
A completely unrecognizable at first. You're like, what? What is that? Yeah. Oh, I guess it's a yam.
Now, can we talk about, I don't know if this belongs here, but I don't want to miss it. It almost belongs in the Scuffle Peninsula, Sam, which we will have to do.
I was looking at
movies. Sure. Which is because it's just so strange, but it's one that's always baffled me. And I'll send it to both of you guys right now. It is it's this weird cube thing. That goes, so it goes from, it goes church, synagogue, mosque, weird Mayan temple, and finally, the cube, which I have just texted to both of you. And the cube looks like something that brought,
is it pub trivia?
Oh,
it looks like
cube.
It looks like the thing that brought pub trivia to Earth, you know?
It looks like, it looks like a Cheesecake Factory almost.
But
like
I can tell you what it is.
Well, are those windows?
I don't know. I don't think so because it kind of looks like the Pleasures here in Denver, which is just like a porn store.
It looks like the box in Hellraiser.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, big time. I looked it up. This is from emojipedia.org.
What?
Emojipedia.org soon. A cube-shaped building located at the center of the Al-Masjid Al-Haram Mosque in Mecca. This is the Kaaba.
Okay. Okay.
All right. What, is that for, like, what situation would you use that?
I mean, you're going to be getting them from me left and right from now on. Well, you know, strange cube.
It's
strange cube with like a religious affiliation. That may offend listeners.
It looks like an Armenian graduation present.
It does.
I got you a little model of a building in Glendale. That feels very Armenian.
It does feel like something that like it strikes me as something that like the ancients found and it fell out of the sky and they were like, this is God somehow, and we've just been keeping it for years, and then like 100 years from now it opens, or like an alien comes back and it's like, oh, there's my Zoom
I dropped that.
Two.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
There's my fast casual restaurant.
There's my shit. This is what our shit looks like. You should see our
shit,
emoji.
Beautiful, ornate box buildings.
Well, I love it.
I love this. So do you guys want to do the strange cube versus the bronze
medal? Yeah, I definitely do.
Yes. Yes, and I think they're imbued with the attitude that comes with
Okay, great.
Oh my God.
One is being confusing. The other one is I don't really think your effort.
Wait,
was
can I add one more just to see what you guys
please
just to see what you guys think?
There's most likely a better
one. Let me just because he's a bit of a third place medal. I was just looking at my roster and I realized he might be a good lightweight. Cardboard box held up by a stick with bait in it.
Oh, like a
what? Why would you ever use the trap emoji?
I did not know it existed until today. I am going to be using it constantly. I might Prince style change my name to it. I can't tell.
Trap bottoms sounds where like one of my cousins died.
It's
he got lost.
It's
in
I'm
bottoms.
Sending it to you. It's a sliver, an entire wedge of Swiss cheese.
Please send it.
That would
now
trap anyone in this Zoom call.
She's a okay. Okay, geez, there's just so many.
I feel like here's what I'm saying for lightweight. It's like,
go ahead.
Material-wise, not an effective fighter, but he's got Rudy-style spunk.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything to lose.
Yeah, and there is like an unbeatable optimism this about a box trap with a cheese in it. You're like, this will work. They will not notice the box with the stick.
So that's okay. my alternate to the third place. Whatever you guys think.
Okay, I would also like to throw out for lightweight, although they're not really coming in as a lightweight, one that I find myself using quite a bit, the Easter Island head. Love the Easter Island head emoji. Yep. Easter Island head emoji is a foot in the door for other emojis that I hope come along. And I'm here for it.
I knew someone else was going to pick him, so I left him off. I had a feeling. Mm. I Easter feel Island like he is middle to heavy. I do.
Do you?
When are you sending Easter Island head?
When you're going on an expedition, which is what I call sex. So, yep.
Usually when something is mysterious.
Sure.
I'll send like Easter Island head UFO.
Oh, I like that. Easter Island head UFO is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, Sam, lock it in. What's our lightweight fight here?
Oh, man. I feel like I can't lock it in. Jordan, you lock it in.
What? Lock it in, you coward.
Okay. Bronze medal.
Versus Easter Island head.
Easter Island head.
We locked it in together. Okay.
It's mysterious versus disappointed.
Okay, guys. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between the bronze medal emoji and the Easter Island head emoji? Now, keeping in mind that they're both emojis, so they're both the same size.
Right.
Yeah.
One is imbued with the powers of mystery, and one is imbued with the powers of...
Fine. That's the power.
It's
cool. Oh, yeah. Cool. Great.
Third place bronze, to me, in his head is constantly saying, not again. Not today.
Here's the thing. To me, third place bronze is saying,
yep, exactly.
Time. Third place bronze is all, when somebody gets a bronze medal, you're like, boy, they're going to come back and they're going to win this thing. Nobody ever retires on a bronze. And if you do, then you stink. But, and I apologize to all of the Olympians. I'm literally, not
I was third
one.
Best in the world. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Bullshit. Okay. Get me
it's
my
just,
cheese
to
sticks.
Live, just to live in a world where everybody in society is your disappointed dad would be such a bummer. We're not going to name an ice cream after
in
you.
The community you're most invested in. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of that swimmer guy?
Exactly.
Fair enough. So strengths and weaknesses. I feel like third place medal has everything to prove, you know. But they don't really have the skill. Whereas
Easter Island head. There's a little trickery there. You don't totally know what's up.
Awash with mystery, but ultimately probably pretty boring.
Yeah, it might just be a big rock.
I think it is, just much as we've made a bunch of statues. That's so
I feel like he's been around for a long time, but hasn't done much.
What does he sound when he talks? Sure, yeah. Maybe a little bit of a...
Yeah. He's got a real Schultzian womp to him.
Mm-hmm. Where bronze medal sounds like Kelsey Grammer.
Good lord. Niles.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, here's the thing about third place bronze. He also has little arms. He's got little ribbon coming out of the top of his head. Bit of an antenna situation.
Okay, well, listen, that we would have to specify the anatomy of the, because we can't see the way it's locomoting in your head.
I'll send it to you. It's third place bronze, but it's a bronze medal, so it's on the like ribbon. So he's got fair, bunny ears. Let's see. All right.
I almost see him running around on those, like sure. those are legs.
I think he'd do whatever he wants on it because he can like roll and use them to kind of punch and fight.
Except for, you know, fucking make us all proud.
It definitely can't do that. But first place and second place have them as well. So it's not like in
to be a
right next to them. It's like they know how to use it better. But Easter Island had is one heavy head.
I'm ready to vote.
Me too.
I'm also ready to vote.
Here's what I think. A bronze medal. Ultimately, the goal is that the bronze will work hard, fight, and become what? A silver medal, and then eventually a gold medal, which is no longer a bronze medal. It's a self-defeating, transforming creature. Whereas the Easter Island head is, and always will be, and has been, an Easter Island head. It persists. It is an unmoving object, you know? Come for it, is what that means in Easter Island. And beats the shit out of this bronze medal. I think Easter Island head takes it.
I'm going to vote in opposition and let Phoebe be the tiebreaker. Because I think if you send someone an Easter Island emoji, hey, mysterious you know, conversation starter, here's an Easter Island head. And then someone replies, bronze medal. Like,
this, fair enough. This has been.
That is the victor.
This tete-a-tete has been
settled. Within the realm of texting, there is. It sounds very harsh to respond, cool Easter Island emoji, doofus.
Yeah, but also if somebody sends you a bronze medal. Like, that's a fucking slap in the... Yeah, I guess you're right. Either way, it's like, there's no other way to take it.
Yeah, that's the more feelings-hurting emoji. And these are emotions we're talking about.
They are, ultimately.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Here we are.
I think I'm going to say Easter Island head is going to win.
Yeah!
Because here's the thing. Physically, third place has everything going for it in order to do it, except for the indicative truth that it is third place. Sure. At the end of the day, I mean, Jordan, you made this point. As an emotion, I think it is a much more effective. Sam, you're right. It's an effective, powerful thing to send and receive. But... Sure. Again, the only reason is because of who he is and because he is so much lower on the totem pole. Easter Island head wins. And also, how are you going to move that?
Yeah. Plus, as a combatant, it's an Easter Island head. You know there's a whole stone body under there. They're going to come rising out and smash you.
And if it were, you know, a human enacting this, you throw a medal at a Easter Island head?
Really? What am I doing on this island?
It was my Easter wish gone awry.
Do you guys get to make Easter wishes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a thing we do here in Hollyweird. And everybody gets to do
it. Holly Wild. We're trying to change it. Come on.
Oh, Holly. Okay, I get that they tried to change, some pranksters tried to change the Hollywood sign to Holly Weed because it's, you know, it sounds similar. People got arrested trying to change it to Holly Boob. Holly Boob isn't even like a semantic.
That was never a choice, guys.
I love it. I love a write in your vote answer.
It is pretty funny. It is honestly, if we were sitting around and somebody was like, we can do better than Holly Weed. Holly Boob. We would laugh our asses off.
I love teens. It's just teens.
Teens.
Teens who know how to record.
Ding, ding, ding. Lightweight goes to the Easter Island head, Moa. No, Moai is what they're called.
I didn't.
Did you know that? The Moa is a gigantic predatory bird that's thankfully now extinct. Or so we think. Easter Island
head won't be when I'm done with all my experiments.
We'll see. We'll see what my breakfast griddle has to say about that. Bring me the Moa. Okay. I think we should move on to the middleweight fight.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think of the lightweight? Who do you guys think of when you think of middleweight emojis? Now, I would like to go out immediately and say that I think we should kind of narrow this one into maybe animate objects. Oh. And I think maybe I'm going to throw out right now both of the whales. I think the whales should have to fight. There are two whales.
As Jordan and I discussed yesterday briefly, there are two whales. One is a bit of a cartoon that you would get as a bad tattoo in Cozumel. Oh, and one is anatomically correct. Where like...
Yeah, one of them has a
It looks like a drawing that like a scientist did with a pencil in the late 1800s.
Yes.
Just to quickly show the people on land what they saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes. Exactly.
And they're like, you're crazy. Except back then, that's like... Send him to the sanitarium.
Well, back then he would have like added some things. Like it had a beard and it had a cross and it worshipped Jesus. Yeah.
I had one more inanimate. Go ahead,
throw it out. Maybe it'll
floppy disk.
Please. Ooh, floppy disk.
I really think that he's got spunk, and he seems like ready to go.
When are you using floppy disk?
Constantly.
Floppy disk has a lot of applications. You know, it's a definite womp womp. It's got the word floppy in it, which is, endless potential there.
Funny if something response.
Funny, hilarious dick pic response. If there's a something is outdated or old fashioned, you could be like, "Oh yeah," and then send somebody a floppy disk.
Yeah, it's like a cooler bronze medal almost to me.
You know what I'm learning from this is that I'm not using nearly enough emojis. I need to just be responding to people in cryptic.
That's how I do it. That's why I use a lot of inanimates. So. I've developed relationships.
Yeah,
I've developed relationships with them emotionally, and and I first on my list for like, okay, who could really get into it? Floppy disk.
Now
I'm going to throw out one I use a lot, which is just the face with the straight.
I love that guy.
Oh, love straight line
Although,
face guy.
That's a great if you don't like your friend's tweet, but you're not trying to be mean. It's just it's funny to be like, hey.
I have to say one huge step up from him, and I use this guy aggressively and frequently. Eyebrow straight line.
Oh yeah, straight line. Oh, quizzical eyebrow guy.
I love him. I love his attitude.
Quizzical eyebrow guy is incredible. Straight line mouth guy is incredible. This guy, I use that guy
all
the time.
I do too. I love him. The baring your teeth.
The hissing through the teeth guy. Okay, how about straight line mouth guy versus hissing through the teeth guy? Person, I should say. We won't gender these emojis.
I don't know. I think.
No, I think of them with genitals.
You think just
I think of them with genitals, but it just it's just like a line that says guy on it as its gender.
Or a hole that says girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know how they work, both of them. So do you guys think cringe guy versus unimpressed guy? I would also like to throw out, because I don't think he's a heavyweight, Smiling Devil.
Oh, Smiling Devil was my heavyweight.
Oh, that's your heavyweight. Okay, we'll put it back in the box.
I feel like Horny Devil Guy is probably used a lot.
And it's always for like devilish fun. Either you're fucking or you guys are going to go set that fireworks store on fire.
I'm going to...
And then fuck.
You know who I also use all the time that I feel like is a good middleweight? I very specifically, Shrugging Blonde Man in Blue Sweater.
Shrugging Great. Blonde Man in Blue Sweater is incredible. You know who else I like is Flipping
Hair Girl. I love Flipping Hair Girl. I love, yeah.
You know, no, she's a heavyweight.
I'm going to throw out two middleweights that I think, and then I'll be done. I'll throw out two middleweights that I think had a moment and flamed out. No one uses them anymore. 100.
Oh, loved 100.
And Painted Nails.
Yes. Very accurate.
Should it be 100 versus
Painted Nails? Yeah, I think so.
They were rising stars and then they fell on their faces.
I think that that's the only logical conclusion.
Oof.
But they aren't, they aren't like.
They're not. People. I think, honestly, I think that was a better lightweight fight. I wish we would have, I wish we would have cooked that up in the lightweight fight.
I think like lightweight, though. They really had like some time.
I think I'm going to have to go ahead and say this fight, I'm going to lock it in, is between Unimpressed Guy and Shrugging Man in Blue Sweater, because they're kind of saying the same thing.
That's a good one. Are we doing Unimpressed Guy eyebrows or sans eyebrows?
Hang on. I think maybe we should do Shrugging Man in Blue Sweater versus Hair Flip Girl.
I like that.
Okay,
we're locking it in. All right. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Shrugging Man in Blue Sweater and Hair Flip Girl, the emojis?
I think what we need to nail down is, when do you send Hair Flip Girl?
After you've done something fucking sweet. Got the job, landed a kickflip. Yeah. No big deal.
I really hope next time you do a kickflip, you text me.
I'm doing them all the time.
You're never going to stop getting texts from Jordan. I made the mistake of...
Okay, that's my fault.
Mistake of asking him to do that. And it's just constant. Did a kickflip.
Yeah. Now we're talking. I just sent you the two. These are the two that we're talking about, right?
Yep.
Yes.
The girl who's I'm actually seeing it, and she's actually not flipping her hair. She's kind of just doing aristocrats.
Yeah, I don't think I know what she does. I don't think I understand what she
does. Okay. Would you like to lock it? Would you like to switch it back to Unimpressed Guy?
What about Cringe Guy versus Blue Sweater Guy?
Okay, Cringe Guy versus Blue Sweater Guy. We're re-locking it in. The rare re-lock sending Hair Flip Girl back to her former life in the Emojiverse, as we learned in the Emoji Movie.
Because it's not clear what Chunky
does. Sure. Figure out what Chunky does.
Chunky does. Oh my, speaking of... this is
You had all analysis. Summer.
Yeah. Last night, my girlfriend and I laughed for 30 minutes right before we went to bed just about different things from I Think You Should Leave, out 2 years ago. We just sat and laughed about
it's good
about Q-Zone, and we laughed about the song Tim Robinson sings at the funeral.
Oh, God, it's so good.
We were like cry laughing at just stuff from a show.
I quite often laugh about Blue River Rock. Blue River Roll.
Chunky.
Okay. Let me think for a second.
Chunky is, and I'm not just saying this to pander based on the topic at hand, my favorite piece of media to come out in the last 20 years. Jordan, do you remember that Ed made me a Chunky birthday cake 2 years ago?
Oh my God, yep. I do. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's...
I was
you
there
were there for
that.
I don't know if we had become friends yet, and I apologize.
Well, you'll just have to get another cake.
Just have to make another cake. It's Chunky. Yeah.
You'll just have to have
the
another birthday.
Thing on it's the chunky it and doesn't the, move. Cake of it looks two. Fake.
Okay. So the question before us is, who would win
break
a fight?
The computer.
Who would win a fight between Cringe Guy and Shrugging Man in Blue Sweater? Both stalwarts, both maybe, honestly, I mean, I know this is going to sound hella untoward and shit, but
sorry.
They might know each other. Come in.
Hold for dogs. Hold for producer. Dogs. And Gertie? Sorry.
Nolan.
Action.
All right.
Blue Sweater Man versus Cringe.
Blue Sweater Man versus Cringe Guy. And I know this is going to sound all kinds of untoward, but maybe they know each other. Maybe they run in the same circles. Maybe they're friends. Maybe
they're
related.
Can I make one specification that I find it very important? Shrugging Blue Sweater Guy is blonde. There's an array of hair options. He is specifically blonde. Has to be.
Somehow being a blonde man is more like...
let me introduce you to my friend Shrugging Blue Sweater Man from the Dominican Republic. my friend here, Shrugging Blue Sweater Man from Russia. He has black hair.
I feel like it hurts my feelings more if a blonde man shrugs at me.
I love using Shrugging Blue Sweater Guy who's blonde because it is including... bar graphs, balloons, flying away money, including all of the emojis. It is the farthest thing from who I am as a person.
He doesn't represent
me, but I like to use him to like exhibit emotion through, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. He is an agent of your destruction.
It is how I use a painting.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys, paint my nails.
Hey guys, feeling pretty. Whereas Cringe Guy is pure terror. He has seen into the void and lived to tell the tale. You know, he's lucky that's not him. I'd hate to be that guy.
Anytime he's deployed, he's like another Deborah Messing. Gotta get in there. Let her know she got the wrong Rashida.
What's she tweeting these days?
Deborah Messing meant to tweet at Rashida Tlaib about her testimony in the Senate, and she tweeted at Rashida Jones and then didn't take it down.
Oh no.
Surely all the replies were the cringe emoji.
What a dumb thing to do in front of the world.
Okay. The Will and Grace lady trying to become a politics expert did not.
Can I
well
tell you my favorite story? Woman a woman was really mad at Ice Cube, and I can't remember why.
That's your
Hold
favorite
on a second.
Story? Sorry,
she took ahead. To Twitter to yell at Ice Cube, tagged Ice-T. Ice-T responds, wrong ice, bitch. My favorite story. Yeah. I love him so much.
Wrong ice, bitch. He's That's great. So funny. He's wonderful, and he's consistently got the right take too. Follow Ice-T if you're not; it's great.
Yeah, he's also,
don't follow Ice-T.
Like, he's also like the only Ice-T is like the only guy who's ever like, don't take Twitter so seriously that you're like you're right. Everyone else, you're like, shut up! You're trying to avoid getting roasted. And then Ice-T, you're like, he'll tweet it out of nowhere, and you're like, he took time out of his day to talk to me
to come over here and be right.
Yeah,
she did have the wrong ice, bitch.
sentence is so good.
Which I think ultimately, I mean, so imagine this fight going down. Here's Cringe Guy. You know? He comes out swinging at Shrug Guy. Shrug Guy just sidesteps. He doesn't care.
Oh, he's so casual.
He doesn't care. It's Blue Sweater.
Yeah, Shrug Guy, something affected him. That's why he's
like
that.
He got a
Here's the
sweater.
Other thing that's so powerful about Shrug Guy is it's like he's not even doing it as an insult. He's like, I don't even understand why you're so upset. It's not a big deal. Like he in himself is the antithesis of gritting teeth upset man. He's just like, I don't know. Take
just
it
chill.
Easy, dude.
Just relax. And as we've seen time and time again, that vibe pays off on Fight Island. If you are born in it, if you're born in the chill and you know how to fight in it and you can trick your opponent into dropping their guard because they think you're an easy win, that's a good way to get thrown into the volcano of many kicks. You know, it's not lava in there. It's just kicks over and over again.
I don't want that.
Kicks. Born in the kicks. Nobody wants to be kicked for
but
all
I think,
eternity.
Hot but kicks, you know who too. Would be reacting appropriately to that all day, every day? Gritting teeth guy.
This is tough. This is tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Oof. Here's the thing.
Also, if you texted your boss gritting teeth, as a reaction, it'd be like, I'm on it, kind of. It'd be like, oh, I'm worried, as you are worried. If you texted any boss a shrugging blonde man, you're fired. You're done.
You are the shrugging blonde man now because you don't have a care in the world.
Or now you're the boss.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're your own boss.
Oh, is it a power move and then you become the boss?
Here's the thing.
I got promoted for using the shrugging blonde man.
I'm going to go ahead and lock my vote in for the cringe face emoji.
To when?
Not only because... I'm going to go ahead and lock my vote in for the cringe face emoji. And not only because it is one that I consistently use, but because... What does Blue Sweater Guy have that cringe emoji doesn't have?
Chill.
He's got a blue sweater. And blue sweaters can be taken away. What can you take from Cringe Guy? Nothing. That's not going to make him not cringe further.
He's
way out of it.
You can take his emotion. Teeth. You can take someone's teeth. I've done it.
You know what
many
teeth are
times.
Better? All right. Well, that explains where my teeth are. That. You know what those teeth are good for? Biting a hold of a guy's sweater and ripping it off and then going, what are you now? What are you now? And he just, and then he shrugs again. Oh
with
my
his
God.
Limp rib cage exposed to the elements.
His sweater's been torn asunder. And then you're sending someone a shrugging guy in a crop top? That's a different
honestly,
message.
I don't know if there would be a more powerful emoji than shrugging guy without a shirt on.
You mean the cheeseburger in paradise emoji?
It's like he's got little saggy tits. It's like you're like, wow, those are darker nipples than I anticipated for someone with such a light complexion.
Spent a lot of time in the sun. I don't even know if that time works.
You know what I have to say to that? I don't think he would even care. I'm changing my vote. Fucking shrug guy is my vote. Shrug guy's my vote. He's too powerful. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Absolutely. Shrug guy. Without question.
And if you if you tear his teeth off with your cringing shirt, with your cringing mouth, and then he's just a shirtless guy with more confidence than you'll ever have in your stupid, cringeful life.
He is unwavering.
Unwavering. He's shrugging all day. It's shrugging 0 degrees outside. This guy's shrugging.
And he's warm as a bee. And it's probably like a breathable sweater. Warm. So even in the summer.
The classic warm thing, a bee?
He's warm as
warm a bee.
Because they come out in the summer. I get it. I vote shrugging man in sweater. Or out of sweater. I think he's even more. I think you take that sweater off, I think he's got a fucking Ned Flanders six pack.
I'll cast a weak dissenting vote in that I think if there's a chance that cringe emojis cringing is so powerful that Blue Sweater Guy gets self-conscious about how nonchalant he's being.
Interesting. Now, is that what you're truly feeling, or are you doing that for the pantomime of podcastia? Because you needn't.
I know I needn't. I thought it'd be... I guess I do think that's what would happen, but I'm not that convinced.
Okay. Okay. A light cringe guy vote.
Light cringe guy vote. Ding, ding, ding.
Hang on. We're waiting one from Phoebe.
I voted fiercely and with great commitment.
Oh, shit.
Shrug guy.
Shrugging guy. Ding, ding, ding. Takes it. Absolutely. Okay. And then a week.
Yay!
A week
from the back from Sam.
Yep.
Right.
Go, cringe guy. Bit of a toothless Mitt Romney throw in nay.
Sure. Okay, ding, ding, ding. Shrugging guy. So who are your heavyweights, squad? This is the one that people have been waiting for since the pod started, since the year started, really.
Sunglasses, baby.
Sunglasses strong. Guy. Holy shit.
That's a strong emoji.
Cool.
I'm going to throw in, I've got a real slew of them, but based on that, side eye... anatomically correct sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now, I would like to throw up against that one that I use a lot. Doughy-faced anatomically correct moon.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Pudgy
looking
moon.
Looking in the opposite direction as sun guy.
Yes. Now, I would just like to say he's not a heavyweight, but I just wanted you guys to note Pudgy
really
Moon.
Fast and loose with the term anatomically correct, like the sun's anatomy actually is eyes.
And sort of a tight pursed grin, a mysterious grin.
More anthropomorphic.
Yeah, that's what the sun looks like.
I'm gonna send you guys my heavyweight pick.
This
motherfucker has been dogging me. I would say 6 years I've been trying to figure out what is the story with floating shades wearing businessman. Why is
he's been here so long?
What does he want? What does he represent? Wait, did you know that he moved?
I don't have one in Android.
Yeah. Even stranger.
Android doesn't have the man in black.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
His name is Floating Businessman with Sunglasses. I looked him up. We don't know what he means. He moved from the sports section to the people section. He's one of the only emojis to have fucking transported himself without explanation.
He's the angel of death, and death used to be sports.
He is in the background. He is in the background of every photo taken at the site of a major disaster in the past, since the invention of film.
And even before, there's cave paintings.
He lived at the hotel for 100 years.
There's hieroglyphics of this motherfucker.
Which are basically just emojis.
The first emojis.
He made the Easter Island head.
He is, if you clear away that dirt and rock under there, you will find a business suit and the hat that he will place on his head and a
float
away.
That's a perfect pick.
I think he's a big time heavyweight.
So powerful.
Mainly because he's so inscrutable.
Him.
Also, again, why would you send that to somebody?
He's very
really hard to see, too.
Someone you're going to kill.
I specifically use it to scare people. When I'm like, is there a sound? Maybe someone's trying to get into your place, and I'll send them that guy.
What sounds do you think he makes? I think I have it. Ooh.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Too mechanical.
I get it.
Okay, I'm gonna throw out the one I think is the most used, so it needs to be in the heavyweight conversation. Cry laugh.
I hate cry laughing.
Oh, cry laugh. You hate cry laugh.
It's so insincere.
The teens on TikTok hate cry laugh. That's a big.
I told you I love a teen
using cry laugh.
I'm big with teens.
I used
sort of a teen.
I used cry laugh today, and it felt.
Let me tell you something though. Sometimes, and this is like the truest thing I've ever said. Sometimes it makes me sad that I've put myself in this corner where I don't like cry laugh because it's such a.
You can't even enjoy cry laugh.
I was like, I'm like, fuck! It would be so good right now. Like, I would love to use cry laugh.
It makes so much sense in certain situations. And maybe that's what makes it so powerful is that it's almost this two-tiered thing where it's like you're cry laughing, but I know you don't mean it.
But you're
so
also
therefore
crying.
Are you cry laughing or laugh?
I mean, there's a difference though, because there is unhinged off kilter cry laugh guy. And then there's also straight on.
Oh, that's true. There's two cry laugh guys, much like two ways.
But I don't even count unhinged.
Also, if you send too many cry laughings, it's like, one, you're lying. B, you're in trouble.
Here's the thing, though. There are some people who use it effectively, and like I believe them. My manager uses cry laugh all the time, and I believe her. So it's also a real, like, who is it coming from?
I think she's a great liar.
Well, yeah, that's why she's not. That's why I have her. And I'm an idiot.
Oh, you know what? Guys, we said
I won an Oscar.
Guys, I think we nailed this in the first place. I think we had, first of all, Laughing Devil. I think if anyone could Purple Devil, if anyone could take on Hovering Businessman, it would be
I hate
Smiling
Devil.
Yeah.
I hate him. He looks like an airbrush drawing at a state fair. He has no place. I'm putting in federal judge.
Federal judge? Hang on, I want to see federal judge emoji.
The woman.
Oh yeah, there it is. Federal judge is the lady emoji. I wonder what makes her what makes her federal?
Yeah, she could be a
like a circuit court. No, she's a she's federal. There's also federal. Puppet Hand.
Holy shit, what? I've got it. Dancing no. Lady. Dancing Lady's incredible. Yeah, just because you're some emoji hipster
I'm not.
Doesn't mean
Dancing
that fucking,
Lady.
That fucking cool you've already told us that you won't use Cry Laugh. Now you won't use Dancing Lady. Now you hate Purple Devil because he's some kind of state fair. You love the state fair. I met you at the state fair.
Are you going through an identity crisis?
I don't know who I am.
I just want to cry laugh. Cry.
Okay, hold on. Let me sub in what I use all the time as my heavyweight, like a real statement. Cigarette. And ooh, here's a combo that I've invented that I'm very proud of. Cigarette. Here, I'm going to send it to you. And
send it to the group.
We'll post these too, right? Because
chat it out. Okay. Oh, yeah. The whole thing will be up. The whole conversation will be open source.
This is the kind of Discord content you can get on the Patreon.
This is my favorite combo.
Okay, so we're looking at cigarette and brain. Smoking
but
brain.
But the brain is positioned. Here's the thing about like using emoji combos is that when the scale and the angle works out to look as one unified unit, the brain is in a position where it looks like it's smoking a cigarette.
Yes. Cool. For instance, my favorite combo, which was authored by the great and humorous friend of the pod, Aaron Urist, this is turtle playing a saxophone.
That's a good one.
So
I also
that we now we could obviously the heavyweight fight has revealed itself to us. So the question before us is who would win in a fight between a brain smoking a cigarette and a turtle playing the saxophone? I'm locking this in. This is actually happening. Okay, this is good. The heavyweight.
Wait,
fight.
Except
we're taking it into combo
Jordan,
emojis.
One more combo emoji.
Yep.
Eagle swooping in on blind man.
That's so good. That this just became a three-way triangle fight. okay, so Eagle obviously eats turtle regardless of how many saxophones it has.
I have a degenerative eye disease, and just to like play around with my mom, I know it's because I'm flanked by inbreeding. The doctor I can't see, and the doctor is like, he's
the
like,
eyes are simply ornamental at this
just,
point.
They're just wet piles in the middle of
these
my head.
These babies are just for batting.
So I go to the doctor and he's like, so what exactly? I'm not going blind. It's just like my focus. I can't see well.
For
so
sure.
Don't get upset. Yeah. But but he's like, what's your background? And immediately I was like, oh no, it's an inbreeding thing, isn't it? And I'm Ashkenazi. I'm an Ashkenazi Jew, but I'm also, my dad's side is hillbilly. So, and he's like, well, yeah, it's when a gene pool, like this specific macular degeneration comes when there's not enough genetic material.
Sure.
So it's,
yeah, you gotta get a little more dressing in
exactly.
the salad.
Exactly. It's been a very watered down soup plantation buffet of a French dressing. I got sloshing around in there. Anyway, so
well, regardless,
Eagle carrying off blind man is very near and dear to me, as I hope someday, by the time I need a stick to walk, an eagle will swoop in me and take me away.
But I've had several blind friends in my life, and I can tell you right now, I've seen them fight eagles.
You got a stick,
so yeah, you got that stick.
Eagles are very loud.
So I would say I have 15 to 75 blind friends at any given time.
Does it fluctuate that drastically?
Well, you know, if I don't have enough, I'll make some. Sorry. Blind people, you get it.
I just got it.
Yeah.
With an eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are comedians. God damn it. Here we go.
Oh, can we do honorable mention for boxing mitt to baby head? Okay.
Sure. Yeah, that's sure.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see where I want to see blind guy.
Here, I'll send.
So my thinking is that blind guy in this situation and the eagle are teaming up. These combos are tag teams. Mm-hmm. So a smoking brain obviously has the edge over a regular brain because it's focusing. It's on edge. Yeah, chill. It's chilled out, but it's also dialed in. Yeah. It can throw up a smoke screen and block mm-hmm. those punches. Saxophone turtle obviously is a turtle playing a saxophone, which is try not to dance and smile. Yeah. And I think
plus hard shell.
Hard shell, it could take that saxophone into its shell and just be like, bop, ba-da-la-la, ba-da-la, bop, you know, yeah, and nobody
not
can.
Can I not penetrate the shell? I'm dancing.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, now I'm dancing and then strike out at their ankles. But more importantly, I think what's going to happen is this eagle is going to see that turtle and instinctually realize that that's a meal. It is going to grab the turtle. It is going to take it up in the air because they'll take them up in the air and they'll drop them on the rocks. To crack them open, it is going to see the top shiny part of the brain, think that's a rock. It'll drop the turtle on the brain, crushing the brain and the turtle in one fell swoop. Blind guy and eagle take it. That's my vote.
Wait. Eagle drops it on the brain. Brain drops its cigarette. Blind man picks up the cigarette, dies from
So cigarette wins.
Many years later.
Cigarette Eagle. The greatest novel of all time.
Wow. That's America.
Team up. No, because then you have... I presume that the saxophone has splintered into many pieces upon hitting the rocks. This is taking place on a beach for some reason.
Wait, you think a saxophone would break and shatter on sand?
Sure. No, on a rock.
Oh, it's like a pebble beach.
Dashed on the rocks. Yeah, a pebble beach.
Saxophones are made out of brass. Does brass shatter?
I don't know. It's okay. Cold out.
I'm not trying to be a naysayer.
It's been played too
I'm
good.
Just...
She's not. You're not wrong. But then what happens? The eagle picks up the saxophone and
Then the eagle starts smoking and playing saxophone and is just claw deep in pussy for the rest of its life.
Or for the next...
It becomes the only emoji you can send.
For the next 15 to 20 years, where it becomes like a fucking jazz playing eagle doing all the circuits, drowning in pussy. It
easily wins the president.
Without, like, nothing's, it didn't even have to run. Everyone was like, oh, you're the president now.
An eagle playing a saxophone would definitely win the presidential.
While smoking.
And then he smokes in the off season. I don't know if there's an off season for being a president. I think that just means you're not the president anymore. But, like, ultimately, I think what's going to happen is that saxophone is going to be laid hollow one day, hollow of sound, and that eagle will die. And what's going to be left? That fucking cigarette. But no, I think eagle takes it. I think you guys are right. I think eagle.
I think the eagle smokes a cigarette, and I think that's who wins, is that it reorients itself.
I think no matter what, the cigarette wins, and I think the eagle being part of it makes sense.
Eagle smoking a cigarette, your new Fight Island emoji champion. Ding, ding, ding. The eagle smoking a cigarette takes it. Who would have thought? I would call this a betrayal of brain and cigarette.
Yeah. Take you that, heart eyes.
Ugh. Yeah.
Heart eyes.
Heart eyes. Moron. Imbecile.
I hate heart eyes.
Phoebe, thank you so much for joining us here on the island today. Where can people find you on the
internet?
You can
find me at Phoebe Bottoms on Instagram. And I don't keep up really any other social media platform because Facebook is just so depressing and sad. I never go on it.
It's that is Dad Island. I call it Dad Island.
It's the worst. And every time I go on it, just it's like, hey, guess how horrible you were 10 years ago today? And I'm like, no, thank you.
On this very day, you were the worst, in fact.
So anyway, Phoebe Bottoms on Instagram. Come say hello. On Tuesday nights, we do a fun podcast with my roster, my manager's small roster of pals. Chris Fairbanks, aww, Gareth Reynolds, James Fritz, Paul Danke. Who else we got?
The damn squad,
Maggie May. So come on and see me there. And I think that's it for now.
Check it out. How about you, Sam? Where are you at?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles. And if you are new to the pod and haven't heard me plug it a million times, check out my comedy album, Regular Guy Out of Hell. And that's it.
Hell yeah. And I'm Razor Lou all over the place. Follow me on Twitch. Check out Better Than Heroes on Mondays. And check out Werewolf Radar as well. And until next time, I think that's going to do it for this episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, Sam?
1, 2, 3.
All right, you break it off. That's all over for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.